Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and it is part two of our conversation with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone Garriott, and today will be all about the legislative session since it is now over. So Sarah, we'll start. What did you like about it overall?
I always like the opportunity to represent my community and to stand up for Iowans. So that is just a great honor for me. And I learn so much every year about what's on people's minds, what's important to them. And then I get the chance to share those things with my colleagues and speak to those issues in the building. There weren't a ton of great things that happened this year, but one thing that was really good was the firefighters' cancer bill. We passed a bill to ensure that if a firefighter gets cancer, it's more likely to be counted as a workplace injury for their benefits, for their pension, because cancer is the greatest risk that firefighters face. It's almost more of a situation where it's not if, but when they get cancer because of everything they're exposed to in the job. But there were a number of good things that they went partway but didn't go all the way, and that was disappointing. There was a pension bill for police officers, for municipal police departments that didn't go through, and we know that pensions are a really important way to recruit and retain really quality public safety officials. I had a bill for dementia care specialists to make sure that families, when you know their loved one gets diagnosed with dementia, that they have the support they need, that someone they can really turn to. It was a pretty small budget amount, but it didn't go anywhere. And then there was a bill about double up food bucks to really incentivize healthy eating for folks who are receiving food assistance from the federal government. And that would really benefit local agriculture, and it didn't move forward. So that was disappointing. So, you know, there were a number of real missed opportunities in the legislative session.
Thanks for, you know, talking about that. And you can maybe elaborate on maybe some bills that you were disappointed that didn't pass or that were passed, excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there were a number of things that I didn't think were good for Iowa. Our public school funding level was just so inadequate. 2% increase means that it was falling short of inflation again, falling short of the true cost of living and the cost of doing business and the cost of providing education. It was only a $157 increase per student. And that means that half the school districts in Iowa now are going to have to cut their budgets or raise property taxes. And that's not good for our communities. There was a bill that was passed just in the last 2 days of session that really bothered me. House File 189 was about requiring public schools to allow private school students to play on their sports teams if they wanted to, or let them be in their extracurricular activities, but it didn't work the other way. So public school students still can be rejected by private schools, but public schools have to allow private schools to students to be on their sports teams. And it's not fair. Both schools now are funded with taxpayer dollars, so we should be playing by the same rules. There was a bill that is, again, taking unemployment benefits in our state in the wrong direction. So this would also make it just harder for folks to get unemployment benefits. And we have restricted the number of weeks that folks get their benefits and made it harder for folks to stay on unemployment benefits. Now, remember, when someone gets unemployment, it's because they were working and they got fired through no fault of their own. And so I proposed an amendment to restore unemployment benefits for plant closures. You know, when a plant shuts down, it tears a hole in a community because those are hundreds of jobs. And it's really hard for the people in that community to kind of find that next step because so many of the opportunities were literally shut down in their town. And so I was proposing we take unemployment benefits from 26 weeks back to 39, where they had been before about a year ago. And I was thinking about Perry when I was doing this, because Perry, when the Tyson plant shut down, I mean, it's really devastated that community, and we're really starting to see the impacts now of not having enough weeks of unemployment for folks to figure out their next step. And so Perry, right now, the school district has about $40,000 in school lunch debt. They lost 109 students from the district, which means $880,000 they're going to have to cut from their budget. I mean, it's the ripple effect. You know, if we can support people when they've lost their job due to a plant closure, it helps not just them, but the whole town. And there were some other things that weren't great. There was a work requirements bill for Medicaid. It's very restrictive in that certain categories of people are excluded from this work requirement. But we know that Medicaid is healthcare, and healthcare helps support people getting to work. They can get their medications, they can be healthy, they can get to the doctor when they need to. And this bill is potentially going to kick about 30,000 Iowans off of their health care, which isn't going to help us get anyone to work. And it's going to just raise costs on everyone, because if someone doesn't have insurance, then they go to the emergency room, and that care is not free. What the hospital does is they just shift the cost to everyone else to pay for it. So if we have more uninsured people in our state, that's going to be a problem for everyone in terms of costs going up. But then also hospitals and clinics, especially in rural areas, not being able to keep their doors open. And that would limit access for healthcare for all Iowans.
Well, yeah, thank you for sharing your thoughts on all of those and really important issues. So, yeah, thank you. Again, we're speaking here with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott. And Sarah, as we finish up here, what are you hoping to achieve then in this next session?
The next session will start in January again. So now is the time for folks to be talking to their legislators about what they'd like to see happen. There was a child care bill that the governor proposed that it did not pass the finish line. We need to invest in child care. And there was a pilot program that actually provided child care assistance for anyone who was a child care worker. So if you're working in child care, you have children, you get an assistance piece from the state to help you pay for child care. It was a huge incentive. It really helped keep those folks in that industry, and it was a real benefit to the child care centers. That bill didn't pass. And so it was really disappointing to see that, because we have a crisis of affordable child care. So I would love to keep working on that issue, because we have to invest in our working families. We've got to invest in our kids. Something that I'm going to want to work on again next year, and I talked about it this year and I talked about it last year, is in the state of Iowa, if a child's parents die and they go into foster care, they get a Social Security survivor's benefit. So any child whose parents die, they get their parents' Social Security survivor's benefit, because the parents work for that. But the state right now applies for that benefit on behalf of these orphans, and then it takes that benefit to pay for their foster care. So states across the country have been realizing, hey, this is not a good thing. We shouldn't be stealing from kids to make them pay for their own foster care. It's $1.2 million a year in our state. We should not be doing that. We should be putting that money in trust or in savings for those kids when they're of age, so that they can have that benefit their parents worked for them. I've tried year after year to say, let's look at this, let's change this. 24 states across the country this year have been working on bills to change the practice. It's a bipartisan effort, because we don't want to be stealing money from orphans, plug the holes in our budget. That's not a good thing. And we're going to have a deficit budget this year, a $940 million shortfall. You know, our state needs to get real serious about this, because we're borrowing money from reserve funds to cover the shortfall. But we need to be thinking better about our budget, because if the revenues aren't keeping up with what we've been budgeting in previous years, we're going to have to make some big changes. And so we need a serious conversation about that. We can't keep using savings to cover the difference.
Again, these are all great points and all important issues laid out here by Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott. Sarah, I know that was a long conversation, but very important, and I really appreciate you always just being available, taking time, and coming on here and talking on our program. And thanks again for joining us here.
Well, and Shaquan, I know there's a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack from the legislative session.
Absolutely. Again, that is Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.